This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning. You're tuned into CNBCTV18 Market Podcast brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange. Well, it's a Friday, last trading session of the week, and we have a lot to catch up on. The biggest cue today, of course, is the fact that RBI is going to announce the outcome of its monetary policy meet, and the street is factoring in at least a 35 basis points hike. Yesterday, it was a very volatile session for our own markets. After seeing sharp moves on both sides, Nifty closed almost flat. Nifty made an intraday low of 17,161 just before noon. It was down 300 points from the day's high. Nifty Bank was down 1,000 points from the top before it recovered a tad bit. In the broader markets, cues were mixed. Nifty mid-cap index was up 0.6%, while the small-cap index was down 0.4%. So now, the near-term resistance for Nifty is at that 17,491 to 17,530 mark. In the last couple of days, the trend that we have noticed is that FIIs are constantly buying in the cash market. 1st August, it was 2,300 crore rupees. We saw on 3rd August, it was around 765 crore rupees. 4th August, was around 1,500 crore rupees. In total, so far this month, FIIs have net bought around 5,300 crore rupees. A lot of volatility is what we are witnessing in last 3 days. India WIX is up 20% this week itself. So that is something that we'll be watching out for. In terms of what's happening in the global markets, oil prices, they have fallen to the lowest level since before Ukraine war at that $94 per barrel mark, because of growth fears, recession, and demand outlook looks little weak. The US markets, they were mixed. Nasdaq did well. The other indices closed in the red. Asian markets are largely higher today. The Bank of England has raised rates and is the highest level seen in 27 years. There is very grim outlook for the UK economy. They think it will be in recession very soon. So that is the word coming in as far as BOE outlook is concerned. SGX Nifty for now is indicating start in the green, up around 50 odd points. Let's see which way things go. Will it be another day of volatility or not for our own markets? Thanks a lot for tuning in to this market podcast brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange.